reading these verses of scripture, preaching somewhere along this line. Amen. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. And so I want to start with a story that I have told before, but once again, it's been a long time. But I remember the girls out, Brother George out, bought them a kid this story, you know, and tells Bible stories. I probably bought that when Raylan was a baby, when Raylan was real young. She might not have been a baby, but, you know, 4 or 5 years old. But we've had this for years and years, and I love it. It's called Dan and Louie, and it's taught to kids a whole lot about the Bible. Amen. And I forget, several CDs consists of this set. Well, Dan tells the story. Amen. Dan tells the story of when he was a young boy, how that he was bullied upon by kids in the schools, particularly one fellow by the name of Buster. Amen. Yeah. He had a bully that would bully up on him, and he'd wait till he got off the school bus, and this bully would be there with his buddies, and he'd go to talking about making fun of him. You ain't a man, and you ain't even strong, and just get to making fun of Dan. Amen. And so they'd smack around on him, and they'd punch him and bruise his ribs different times, busted his nose at different times, and he would go home and tell his dad. He'd say, "Dad, these boys are really bullying up on me. These boys are really getting the best of me." And his dad was a very good man in church. He was very religious, if you will. I don't really like that word. He was a spiritual man, Dan said. But Dan said there was a difference between being spiritual and religious. I like this. Amen. And he said, "My dad's spirituality helped me out a lot, but," he said, "his religion about got me beat to death." Amen. Yeah. And his dad would tell him, he would say, "Son, do you know that if they hit you, you turn the other cheek and you take it in Jesus' name?" Amen. And old Dan said one day, after them boys had busted him up and they had beat him and his nose was bloody, and he said, "I was walking home," he said, "and I thought to myself, this isn't winning anybody for Christ." Amen. "This isn't doing anything for Jesus." Praise God. "It's just getting me beat to death." Praise God. Well, old Dan tells the story how that one day, Brother Earl, it had snowed and got cold, I guess weather like we had, and he said there was a local pond that would freeze over, and all the neighborhood boys would get together at that pond and they'd ice skate, amen, across that pond. Dan said, "Me and my friends were there ice skating across that frozen pond," and he said, "I looked, and down the road came Buster and his buddies," amen. And he said, "I thought to myself," he said, "I crossed the line," this is how he put it, he said, "I crossed the line in my mind, and I said, I'm not taking it today." Amen. He said, "I got to thinking, matter of fact, I think I can whip Buster." Amen. And he said, "Matter of fact, Buster's had shot after shot on me, and he's hit me, and it hurt. He's busted my nose, it hurt. He's bruised my ribs, it hurt." He said, "But I got to thinking, he never knocked me down, and he had 3 shots." Amen. And he said, "I crossed the line in my mind," and he said, "Dad, I'm sorry, but today I'm not taking any more." Yeah. Woo, and we'll preach here in a minute. Thank God. And he tells the story. They was skating on that ice, and here come Buster, and he started making fun of him, and he said, "I told Buster this particular day," he said, "Buster, I ain't in the mood for it today." He said, "If you come messing with me, I'm going to knock your head clean off your shoulders." Amen. Thank God. I'm not advocating physical fight here today. I am advocating spiritual fight. But anyway, old Buster, amen, come over there, and he said, "You get over here, Dan. I'm going to beat on you today like I have in the past." Amen. And so anyway, old Buster come over there, and Dan tells the story like this. He said, "And Buster swung at me like he did in times past. But," he said, "this time I ducked." Amen. "And he swung over top of it. And," he said, "I come up somewhere from around my kneecaps." And he said, "I come up and I caught the old bully Buster," amen, "across his nose." He said, "He fell backwards, flipped over backwards, and laid on the ground with his nose bleeding and crying." He said, "And Buster's buddies went running for their life." Hallelujah. And he said, "I'll never forget that feeling of thinking I didn't have to take these beatings for the last year or two that I took from that bully. It only took one swing to get rid of Buster." Hallelujah. And if the Lord would help me for just a few minutes here today, I'd like to talk to us, amen, about the big bad bully buster. Amen. You know, the devil is that bully that's in your life. Amen. That devil is that bully that's in my life, that comes and he comes and he swings and he tries to tear us down and he tries to, amen, take out the joy of the Lord inside of our hearts. But I've come to tell us right here today, you can overcome that bully buster. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yes. God help us here today in this house to let somebody realize that greater is he that is within you than he that is within the world. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't believe it is the will of God for you or for your family or for this church or even for this town to be defeated by Satan. Hallelujah. Why? Because Jesus paid the provision that was necessary for victory in your marriage. Amen. Jesus paid the price, Brother Earl, for the victory for Sarah. Hallelujah. Amen. I know she's lost. I know she's somewhere in Dayton, Ohio today. But I come to tell you, Jesus already paid the price for her salvation. Yeah, the devil's bullying. Old Buster's showing his ugly head. But oh, I'd like to tell us, Jesus already paid that price. Hallelujah. Hey, man. Oh, Brother Preston, man, he got everybody stirred up down there. He really preached. And Brother Tommy told, I never quite heard it, Brother Preston, get that bold. But he said, I'm tired of going to camp meetings and preachers getting up preaching. You can make it. You can make it. You don't have to quit. And that really bothered old Brother Preston. He said, they never preached like that in my day. You can make it. You don't have to quit. And he stopped and he looked at the crowd. He said, is that where we've come to? And we came to the place, amen, where we think about quitting every time Buster comes, every time the devil comes and tries to tear down the church, every time the devil comes and he discourages you, you think about quitting. Amen. I told you time and time again, and it's not a braggadocious spirit whatsoever, but I can't relate to that. I've heard people say, I thought about quitting. Amen. I got saved at the age of 13 years old. I'm 41 today. Amen. But did you know? Yes, I've had my ups. I've had my downs. Brother Tommy, I took a blow or two from Buster. But never one time have I thought in my mind, amen, I think I'll quit. I feel like Thomas and those disciples in the New Testament. Lord, where are we going to go? Where else can we go, church? I ain't thinking about quitting. I think about fighting back. I think about giving my own blow to Buster. Amen. Somebody in this house needs to be stronger than that. You need to rise above that. You don't have to think about quitting every day. And this was Brother Prescott's punchline. Why? Because Jesus already paid the price. There's nowhere in the New Testament that says you have to try hard. Amen. I'm thinking about quit trying. It's wearing me. You don't got to try hard. You got to believe hard. Jesus already paid the price. He already defeated the foe. He already defeated Buster. You got to believe.
Yes. 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 Woo. Thank you, Lord.
You got to believe, don't you?
Hallelujah.
Touch you, Lord.
You got to believe.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He wasn't talking about a partial payment. Jesus paid that price. Amen. All in all means all. Amen. Jesus paid it all.
Right.
In the name of Jesus, stir up that gift that is within you. Hallelujah. Woo. In that name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Hallelujah. Amen. Resist the enemy in plain old country. Amen. Deck old Buster. Amen. Give him a blow of your own. Resist the devil. And in the name of Jesus, he has to flee. Hallelujah. Amen. A lot of times we fight round and round and round with the enemy, Brother Earl. I feel like, amen, because it seems as though we get in that routine, that rut, if you will, and we enjoy that. Now, oh, what the devil's doing. You don't have to do that. Amen. You don't have to keep wrestling with the devil. Greater is he that is within you than he that's within the world. You got to believe that. You got to say, God, I'm not taking this from Buster anymore. I'm going to rise above it. I'm going to fight. I'm going to be victorious. Amen. I pray God above the enemy.
Right. Amen.
Well, the Old Testament gives us a classic illustration of what fear can do to you. The second part of my scripture reading, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. If you got fear, it's not of God. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear. Woo! Amen. There ain't God in heaven. Are you listening to me here today? Amen. I said, God hath not given us a spirit of fear. Let's raise our hand in this house and let's ask God to come by and help us right here. Amen. If the Lord don't help us, I might as well go ahead and stop. Amen. Let's pray and let's ask God to get in this house today. Oh, God. Lord, you see every individual. Amen. That's in this house right here. Amen. You see, Lord, don't Buster himself. It's here right now. Amen, God. Lord, I pray that you'd get in the midst of this service. God, I pray somehow, somewhere, that you'd break this, amen, chain and this bind that's on this service, Lord, right here today. Oh, God, move. Amen. In our midst right now, Lord, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Amen. You may say, well, amen, I'm afraid. Hallelujah. My text to you today is stir up that gift that is within you. You don't have to be afraid. Oh, yes. Amen. Thank God in heaven. A spirit of fear in an individual. A spirit of fear in a family. A spirit of fear in a church. It'll defeat us faster than anything. Well, I'm afraid we can't make it. I'm afraid we can't have revival. I'm afraid my child or children is lost and they can't make it back. That's a spirit of fear. That's not of God. I said, that's not of God. Amen. But thank God, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love. Hallelujah. But of power and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what happened in this classic example in the book of Numbers, chapter number 13. Amen, Brother Terry. Amen. You remember that story? Moses sent out 12 spies. 12. Amen. Listen to this, Brother Earl. And the 12 went out, and they all accomplished what they were asked to do. 40 days they went and they spied out the land. But Brother Tommy, in 40 days, 12 of them came back. They accomplished what they were called to do. Luckily, amen, one or two of them wasn't captured. They weren't killed, but they made it back. But to the detriment, here's the problem. Amen. Two of them came back and said, Moses, we can conquer the land. Hallelujah. We can conquer the land. We can take that land. God said we can. There's giants in that land. Amen. There's fruit down in that land. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. Amen. I love those that have an optimistic view. Those that say, hey, it's going to be hard, but we can do it. Amen. You know that one that never sets out to do anything? It's that one that looks and says, it can't be done. You can't do it. They'll stay there for the rest of their life, rocking in a chair somewhere, always wishing what they would have or could have or should have did. But give me a Caleb and a Joshua that'll stand and say, I can do it by the help of God.
I read the other day, who was that great inventor? I forgot his name. That was it, Edison? Thomas Edison. Listen to this, Brother Chris. I read this. This astounded me. Some of you may have read this. But they said that Edison was kicked out of school. Amen. His teacher sent a letter home with him and sent him home and said, when you get home, son, give this letter to your mom. Thomas Edison, the greatest inventor of all time. Amen. Invented the light bulb. Invented thing after, I mean, thousands of inventions. But did you know that Edison carried a letter home and gave it to his mom? Amen. And tears ran down her face. And he said, Mom, what's the letter say? And she said, son, this letter says, amen, that you, amen, are so smart that school isn't capable of teaching you, and that I must teach you at home on my own. And Edison's mom set out to make the great inventor of the 20th century. Amen. Invention after invention, Thomas Edison discovered. But it wasn't until his mom died years down the road. Years his mom died, and Edison was going through her belongings, and he found that letter that she so cherished that that teacher sent home. And Edison read the letter, what the teacher said. But the letter read like this: Amen, Miss Edison, Thomas, amen, is so ignorant, and he's so unlearned, he'll never mount out or make anything in life. Find somewhere else to send your son. We can't do anything with him. So a mother set out to make Thomas Edison. Hallelujah. The school didn't have faith in him. Amen. The teacher didn't have faith in him. But that mother said, I can make an inventor out of my son. I can do it. I come to tell somebody in this house, look at that mountain and say, hey, I know there's giants down in that land. I know that land. Amen. The enemy says, can't be conquered. But thank God, if God be for us, who can be against us? I come to tell us right here today, we got to have faith and believe God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. So 12 of them.
Jesus.
Two of them said we can do it. Here's the problem. I got to move on here.
Have your way, Lord.
Amen. But the other ones, 10 of them said, cannot be done. Can't be done.
Yep.
There's giants down there. There's the sons of Anak.
Yes, God.
You go on down there and they exaggerate what they found. They said there's multitudes in the land that are giants. And if you study it out, it was a small percentage of the land that was even giants. It was a small percentage of the sons of Anak down there. Hallelujah. Isn't that just like folks when they want to have doubt and unbelief, they distort the word of God? Isn't that just like the devil? The devil distorted the word of God to Eve just before she said, hath not God said? Amen. Anytime the word of God is distorted, anytime the word of God is taken out of context, amen, it's of fear and it's of the devil. It's not of God. Come to tell us. And those 10 said, it can't be done.
Yes, God.
So guess what happened? Amen. They let old Buster defeat them.
Yeah.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Woo. They let the enemy bully up on them. And for 40 years, Brother Chris, they wandered in the wilderness. For 40 years, amen, they buried their moms and dads one by one. For 40 years, babies were born in the desert. Amen. Lived their rough life. 40 years, they lived in the desert when they could have been living in the land with milk and honey. 40 years, amen, they roughed it and they suffered when they shouldn't have had to. Hey, God in heaven. But oh, I come to tell us here today, God has promised us this land, and he said we'll be able to take it, and by the help and grace of God, we can do it. Churches are built because somebody, amen, sees the promise of God and says we can have a church. Families are restored. Amen. When somebody looks, Caleb looks and says, God said, amen, it can be restored. Hey, children are saved. When a mom says, God can do it for my child. Or a dad gets hungry and fasts for days and says, God, you can do it. Give us somebody that'll believe God.
Yes.
Amen. Why? Because fear is contagious. Woo, fear spread through that camp like the plague.
Wow.
Amen. Oh yeah. And here, those of us from a democratic society, we believe that the majority are right. And I can prove to you from the word of God that the majority, most of the time, are wrong more than they are right. 10 said it can't be done. 2 said it can be done. That was bad odds. Amen. That's why I ain't so much on voting. Amen. Hallelujah. You know why? Because
If you get 10 out of 12, what's the odds on that? You can take your calculator and find it out, amen. Less than 20%. Most of the time, less than 20% of the people know the mind of God. That's why you can vote out there for the next president. You can vote out there for the next mayor of the town, amen, because it's a carnal endeavor, amen. But thank God, it takes spiritual people to know the mind of God. Only 2 out of 12 even knew God's mind, even knew the will of God. Oh, God, give us people that know you, God. Give us people that understand God. Oh, help us, oh God, to have faith.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Under Joshua, the Israelis slipped, amen, into the land. Yes. Caleb, Joshua's partner in faith 40 years before, was still living.
Yeah.
Joshua had to determine with Israel's leaders who would conquer and occupy certain sections of the promised land. And once again, Caleb, amen, had something to say about the matter. And his words were full of faith. Hallelujah. You'll find them in God's word. In Joshua chapter 14, starting at verses number 11, amen, Caleb, now in his 80s, listen to this, spoke out, and he said, I am as strong now as I was back then. As in the day that Moses sent me to spy out the land. And as my strength was then, even so is my strength now. I can fight in war, amen, with anybody here and give a good, amen, accounting. Now therefore, give me my mountain. Hallelujah. Oh, you said there's Anakins in the land. You said there's giants in the land. But if the Lord be with us, we can drive them out of the land. I come to tell you, right there's the key. Amen. Caleb didn't operate in fear. He operated in faith. Glory to God. If I had somebody in this house that could operate in faith instead of fear, we could have a meeting. I said we could have revival. We could have a move of God if we would operate in faith and not fear.
Yes. Holy God.
Glory to God.
Bless you. Bless you, Jesus.
Amen. And that mountain we can still have today.
Yes.
Can't we have the mountain?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
What is that mountain?
Glory.
That mountain is the book of Acts.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Woo. Signs and wonders and miracles.
Yes.
Amen. Laying hands on the sick and they recover. Wow. Amen. Brought them out that the shadow of Peter might overshadow them. Wow. And they were healed. Amen. I'm talking about the book of Acts.
Yeah.
Woo. We can still have it today, church.
Wow.
Did you hear me? I said we can still have that today.
Oh,
woo. In the second chapter, Holy Ghost was poured out.
Right.
Amen. Get down there to the third chapter. Amen. Healing and miracles. They leaped up and walked. In the fourth chapter, it was a powerful proclamation of the risen Christ. In the fifth chapter, it was signs and wonders. In the sixth chapter, it was, amen, care for the needy. In the seventh chapter, it was courageous Christian men and women who had a vision to reach the world. Glory to God. In the eighth chapter, it was the salvation of noble men. In the ninth chapter, it was the salvation of deadly enemies of the church. In the tenth chapter, it was the mission vision for lost humanity. Amen. In the 11th chapter, it was the courage to stand up to a dying, organized church. In the 13th chapter, it was two men sitting out to change the world. Amen. I've got something for every chapter. Amen. If you're interested, I'll tell you later. But in every chapter of the book of Acts, there was great signs and wonders and miracles taking place. Hey God, get down to the 20th, amen, hallelujah. Woo. And the 28th chapter tells of Paul overcoming shipwreck. Amen. But there is no benediction to the book of Acts. There is no conclusion. There is no stopping place. Why? Because we're still living in the book of Acts.
We're still living where the Holy Ghost can be poured out. We're still living where signs and wonders can take place. We're still living where faith moves God on his throne. Great God in heaven, hey, I come to tell us here today we can have the Book of Acts, church.
That's right, brother. Bless him, Lord.
Holy Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus.
The only thing can defeat us is fear. God had the land prepared and ready to conquer. But fear, amen, took away their victory.
My Lord.
Fear's not from the Lord. So why put up with it? Why sit back and watch that old bully come down the road and sit and worry and be fearful and think, what am I going to do with this bully who wears my mind out? He wears my soul out. He's been hitting me. He's been beating on me. I come to tell us, greater is he that is within me than the big bad bully. Buster. Stand with me in this house. I know you're glad it's done. Amen. Oh, God. God, help us, Lord. Amen. Don't you long to see your city have a revival? Don't you long to see addicts and drunkards set free? Don't you long to see your church come alive with revival? Don't you long for a mighty move of God in your personal soul? Aren't you weary of Buster coming in, whipping you day after day? I come to tell us you can arise. Amen. And
with
Buster.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
What am I going to do, Brother Jason? I got to stir up that gift that is within me.
That's it. Thank you,
mighty God.
Thank you, Lord.
You got in you what it takes to win.
That's right.
What is it, Brother Jason? My stamina, my strong mind, my strong will? No. None of the above. You got to have that. But I tell you what's going to bring the victory. Is your belief in Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Glory God in heaven.
Thank you, Lord.
You believing God is what brings the victory.
Amen. Jesus.
Amen. Lord, I preached what I felt like was on my heart here today. Amen. I sure hope it helped one person in here.
God, we praise you.
Oh, God. Lord, is there anybody in this house that will come in this altar here today and say, I'm tired of Buster
Hallelujah.
I'm tired of the bully coming and showing up and wearing me out and warring against my mind, tearing me up. Amen. Getting me thinking about things, getting my mind fearful, getting my heart fearful, and then zapping the victory right out of me.
Yes, God.
Wow. I really did.
Come on. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, God, you're
blessed. It is the name of the Lord. Blessed be God.
Blessed be God. Blessed be God.
Bless you, Lord.
Is there anybody feels like praying?
Thank you, Jesus.
It's time to pray. Lord, is there anybody that says, I'm tired of Buster, I'm going to win today?
Thank you, blessed.
I'm going to cast out fear.
Thank you, faith.
Get rid of fear. I'm going to have faith. Fear is having the joy out of my heart. Fear. Amen. It's having the joy of the Lord right in front of me. Come on, come on, Lord. Oh, God, come on, come on. Thank you for all you who stepped up. Thank you,
Lord.
God, touch them and I. Touch them today. Touch them, touch them.
Not fear, but faith.
Not fear, but faith.
Jesus arose when they called him, said, child.